akhlaq is a very important subject. Good conduct, good mannerism. And Islam has talked a lot about this, on this subject, has encouraged believers to improve their akhlaq, their conduct, their good behavior, good attitude, good mannerism. Today, I will tell how Islam encourages us and what reward one attains, the one who possesses good akhlaq, good manners, good manners. It is mentioned, undoubtedly, a believer attains the status of worshipping in the night and fasting during the day by virtue of his good manners. He is just having good akhlaq, fair dealing, not backbiting, not tale-telling, not lying, okay, not using abusive language. He's not talking ill about others. He's not violating others' rights through his tongue, through his hands, through his gestures. This is akhlaq, isn't it? Akhlaq has got a very vast meaning within it. He's got a smiling face. He comforts others' hearts. He's got kindness, gentleness in his personality, forbearance in his personality. A person who's got good akhlaq, he possesses all these qualities. And he doesn't possess the negative ones. And a person who possesses good attitude, good mannerism, good akhlaq, the reward is Allahu Akbar. He attains the status of a person who worships in the night and fasts during the day. How pious that individual would be, that who fasts during the day and worships in the night. All we have to do is we need to improve our akhlaq. We should not be harsh when we are talking. We should not hurt others' feelings. We should not use abusive language. We should not lie. We should not tell. We should not backbite. We should have gentleness, kindness, forbearance. We should forgive others for their mistakes. We should have a smiling face. And whatever comes in the definition of akhlaq, good mannerism, we should adopt. We can attain the status of a person who worships in the night and fasts during the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.